God, all of those things. And Paul was told by me that my grandfather came up with those things.
Stop.
And
some
of the things.
He didn't stop and make some
of
them. Oh, you. I thought
you were put some of it in. This music is very lazy.
One of his recordings now. I would be so happy if it was. Tested. And song that was told by me that my grandfather came up with this. And some of the pieces I witnessed myself. And here is what some of it is. This music is named Lacy, named for my great grandfather. He came in the cherubim and thought after sleep and felt him. And this community was named later of a lot of communities that said the kind of thing for some legend, with a legend. He traveled all the way from Georgia to this territory, which is now Central County. Years ago, we had a little passenger train that ran from Ruston to Boston and back that I used to ride on as a little boy, and I had a few passengers. My father worked on the railroad track. His name was Wayman Lacy. This little train used to stop at Lacy at a road crossing, and the way people would catch it. My grandfather, Amos Lacy, was wagon, and as the train came down across Caney Creek, he would blow his whistle to let my grandfather know he was coming. And if he looked out and saw the rear pocket of the wagon, he would give a signal that he saw him, and he would stop and pick up passengers. If he didn't see my grandfather, when he started blowing, he would let the whistle blow until he said, on complete the Bible house when he stopped blowing, because he'd be a real close to the railroad track.
He told me about their trouble and how they got there to that place.
I hope this recording is a little better and a little plainer. I was testing it, so I didn't really know exactly what I was doing. But this is the story of Lacy, Texas, the community of Lacy. I'm Margie Lacy Bird. My great-grandfather settled there after slavery. He traveled all the way from Georgia. I didn't get this story from him because I didn't get to see him. But my grandfather, who is Amos Lacy Jr., told me about their travel and how they got there to that place. And it was, as a lot of little places in Trinity County, they are named for legends, and my great-grandfather was a legend, Amos Lacy Sr. And some of this I witnessed myself. I remember when we used to have a passenger train that went from Roton to Lufkin and back again in a day. And one of the places to get on board of that train was at a crossroad in Lacy, not far from where my grandfather's home was, and I spent a great deal of time there. And to get on that train, to get that train to stop, my grandfather was the flag man. And anybody that wanted to catch the train, they always came by. And my grandfather would carry them down to the crossroads. Because when that train started coming out of Groton, when it would get to Caney Creek, it would blow the whistle. And if they saw my grandfather out there with that red pocket handkerchief flagging, they always had a little signal that they would give him that they saw him, and they would stop and pick up passengers. And if he didn't see my grandfather when he crossed that creek and started going that whistle, he would stay on that whistle clean until he got past our house, because we lived real close to the railroad track. And it was always a joy for me to hear and see that passenger train. And I rode it a great deal in my childhood, because me and my mother had a pass on it free, because my father worked on the railroad track. My father was named Waymon Lacy. And that is part of history that I hope that would be put in the book. And maybe the ones that's writing it can word it better than I'm wording it. But that is my story. Just like I remember it and like I saw it. And I hope it makes the book. And thank you.